Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Pat Kelly. Batting second. The center fielder, Bill Sharp. Batting third. The first baseman, Dick Allen. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Carlos May. Batting sixth. The DH, Tony Muser. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ed Hairman. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Eddie Leon. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Jorge Horta. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Eddie Fisher. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting second. The right fielder, Rusty Torres. Batting third. The center fielder, George Hendrick. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Charlie Spikes. Batting fifth. The catcher, Dave Duncan. Batting sixth. The DH, Oscar Gamble. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Chris Chambliss. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Tom Ragland. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Leo Cardenas. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Gaylord Perry. And now, play ball. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Perry fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sharp moves to third. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Torres who is chasing the ball. Melton reaches third base with a triple. Sharp scores. Allen goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, White Sox. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Duncan for a passed ball. Melton scores. It's 3-0, White Sox. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ragland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Ragland settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Torres moves to second. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan strikes out. Hairman drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Duncan out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Hairman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon hits a fly ball into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble hits a ball on the ground towards first. Allen scoops it up and throws to first, with Fisher covering, for the out. One out. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Horta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Ragland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ragland strikes out. Hermann drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Ragland out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 1 in the game. Kelly takes first base on ball 4. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kelly. The throw from Duncan and he is out, Cardenas applying the tag. One out. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sharp hits a ball on the ground towards first. Chambliss scoops it up and throws to first, with Perry covering, for the out. Two outs. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Allen takes first base on ball 4. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Allen. The throw from Duncan and he is safe. Allen steals second. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas strikes out. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Torres hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0 for 1 in the game. Hendrick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Leon misplays the ball. That's an error on Leon. Torres moves to second. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Spikes hits a fly ball into center field. Sharp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a line drive towards first. Chambliss reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser is 0 for 1 in the game. Muser hits a ball on the ground towards first. Chambliss scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Muser for the out. Two outs. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0 for 1 in the game. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards first. Chambliss scoops it up and throws to first, with Perry covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0 for 1 in the game. Duncan strikes out. One out. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 0 for 1 in the game. Gamble hits a pop-up towards first. Allen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 0 for 1 in the game. Chambliss hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sharp throws the ball into Allen, who tags Chambliss trying to return to first, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 0 for 1 in the game. Leon strikes out. One out. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0 for 1 in the game. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Kelly is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tom Ragland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ragland is 0 for 1 in the game. Ragland hits a ball on the ground towards short. Leon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 0 for 1 in the game. Cardenas strikes out. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sharp hits a fly ball into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ragland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Luis Alvarado now playing second base. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Torres hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0 for 2 in the game. Hendrick hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 3-1, White Sox. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Spikes hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Alvarado settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0 for 2 in the game. Duncan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 2 in the game. May hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of spikes. May reaches second base with a double. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser is 0 for 2 in the game. Muser hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. May scores. Muser moves to second. It's 4-1, White Sox. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0 for 2 in the game. Hermann takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 0 for 2 in the game. Leon strikes out. 1 out. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Spikes throws the ball into Cardenas, who relays the ball to Ragland, who tags Alvarado trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Muser scores. Hermann moves to third. 2 outs. It's 5-1, White Sox. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Chambliss scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kelly for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 0 for 2 in the game. Gamble hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-2, White Sox. Terry Forster now pitching. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Chambliss takes first base on ball 4. Walt Williams pinch hits for Tom Ragland. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams strikes out. 1 out. Ron Lolick pinch hits for Leo Cardenas. Ron Lolick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lolick hits a line drive towards the mound. Forster catches it and throws to first to double up Chambliss. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Duffy now playing shortstop. Jack Broemer now playing second base. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Sharp hits a line drive towards first. Chambliss reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Allen hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hendrick. Allen reaches second base with a double. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broemer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Allen moves to third. 2 outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broemer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 3 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Forster fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Torres hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Hendrick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Leon fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Spikes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Forster fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Muser hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hermann hits a fly ball into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Muser. The throw from Duncan and he is safe. Muser steals second. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 0 for 3 in the game. Leon is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Alvarado hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Muser scores. It's 6-2, White Sox. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Alvarado. The throw from Duncan and he is safe. Alvarado steals second. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Kelly strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9. With the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0 for 3 in the game. Duncan hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-3, White Sox. John Ellis pinch hits for Oscar Gamble. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis strikes out. 1 out. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Chambliss hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alvarado scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy hits a fly ball into center field. Sharp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 6, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.